You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Why does asthma get worse at night? The question has plagued scientists for centuries. A new study offers some answers. Some researchers performed three experiments and found that a person's circadian rhythm contributes to worsening asthma. During the circadian night, when people's internal clocks perceived it was time to sleep, participants were four times more likely to use their inhalers. But behaviors can still affect the severity and frequency of attacks, because unless you're a highly controlled lab environment, the circadian clock is never working alone. It's always going to be affected by light, sleep cycles, mealtimes, exercise, and work. Next, Amazon's Kindle is a near-perfect device, a palm-sized tablet that can carry your full library on a weekend trip and has a month-long battery life. Maybe that's why it's taken Amazon so long to improve it. For the first time since 2018, Amazon is announcing an upgrade to the Paperwhite, or actually, three. Now Amazon's Step Up e-reader will now have three versions, a standard model for $140, a signature edition for $190, and a kid version for $160. All current Kindles are getting an updated interface, too, which you may have already seen if you own one. Not only is this 14-year-old product sticking around, we're anticipating it will be an even better e-reader than before. Read our full review on Wired.com. And meet the voice actress behind the action-adventure game inspired by the Japanese and Balinese cultures, Kena: Bridge of Spirits. Ayu Larasanti did most of her voice recording in the summer of 2020 when she wasn't in school at UCLA, where she majors in world arts and cultures. She's also pursuing a minor in ethnomusicology because of her desire to learn about other cultures. Larasanti talks about her Balinese background and how her knowledge of the culture and language, including how to address elders in Bali, influenced the game. Her story shares how authentic casting can contribute to games, Hollywood, and beyond.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom, what's on your mind? Here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.